an invalid, you might get nailed with the mallet. I get off way, push major keys like DJ Khaled, full of that oil up, and I'm off as vodka and cream. I reach my pocket, pull out a wad, and slap a hoe with my band. When I'm on, no f*** with me, and I ain't gon' f*** with you, I put my foot in your side, 15 shoes. Get around in the game, cover poverty, man. Poverty, I'm just like the plane and put the thump to your brain. I was thinking my change when Big Bird was a parrot.
Was a parrot.
But Bugs Bunny had no teeth to eat a carrot.
DJ Will Money every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get to know what's the hottest jam. Street Anthems Live airs every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern right here.
Believe it. Believe it.
On K100 Radio. Get live with DJ Will Money. You heard?
Peace and blessings. This is the Blink King DJ I am. We turned up every single Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you listen to us on the web. We are worldwide.
Timbo.
Yo. Hi, this is Timbo. If you want the best new music first and the hottest old school jams, make sure you join me for the world famous Full On Vibes, where we do that each and every week just for your listening pleasure. You can also hit me up through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Like us, see us, and follow us. Just search out Full On Vibes, and I will see you there. Catch me here Saturdays from 12 on K100 Radio.
You nominated us, and you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners,
we are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
Oh, yeah. What up? K100 Radio. What's going on, everybody? What's happening? Facebook Live crowd, what's going on? Everybody listening to us on the World Wide Web at www.k100radio.com. I appreciate you tuning in. It's time for another Direct Line interview. If you want to hit us up on the phone lines, it's 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Why bless? What's going on, man? Shout out to everybody checking us out over here on Facebook. We're live for another segment of our Direct Line interview series. This is where we give interviews to independent artists, producers, DJs, strippers, porn stars, politicians, just a litany of people who we already interviewed over here at K100 Radio. If you've never heard one of our Direct Line interviews, or if you missed one, remember, most of them you can always check out over on SoundCloud. If we're live on location doing interviews, you can go over there and check out our YouTube page. We suggest that you subscribe to both of them. Follow us on SoundCloud. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Make sure you stay abreast with our interviews, because that's one of the major things that we do, probably one of the most slept on things that we do. We do some great interviews, and people always, you know, go really in depth. We try to ask really good questions. And sometimes, you know, you can just get a direct connection. That's what we call it, the Direct Line interview, and get a direct connection with the people that we're chopping it up with. We talk to some really interesting, talented people, some famous people, I guess, if that's what you really want to care about. But people are people. Talent is talent. I don't know why someone has to be a star to be interesting. That's kind of crazy. Anyway, let's get to it. And who we got coming up next? Yeah. This guy right here is really, really, really talented, bro. I'm like, this is a really talented up-and-coming artist that I've met. I've seen perform. I've heard his music a lot of times. He has a really great catalog of music. Very different, very unique artist. Makes really great international-sounding music. But without further ado, I want to pause. Okirike, live right here on K100 Radio. What's happening, brother? What's going on?
Family, what's good, man?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Welcome to the broadcast. You know what I'm saying? Now, you've been on K100 Radio before, but not as a Direct Line interview, but you've been through our music review segment. You've been, you know, through Illa Kill. Had a song that came through that we're going to play in a little bit that got all ills, which is very, very, very hard to do. If anybody knows anything about our Illa Kill segment, it's very difficult for everybody that's listening and watching on Facebook to actually like your record and give you thumbs up and all that. And he had one of the few songs that actually had that effect on people. So I want to welcome Okirike to the broadcast, man. You know what I mean? Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people real quick, bro. Go ahead. You got the floor.
What's good, man? I go by Okereke, independent singer, songwriter. Just checking in, man. Checking in.
Well, there's a couple things I got to ask you, bro, because we're going to get ready to play some of your music in a minute. So if you guys have never heard Okereke's music, really highly suggest that you stick around. We got Tiffany Evans coming up at halfway through the hour. So we've got some pretty interesting people here, female, male artists. But let me ask you this first question, bro, before we even start playing any of your music and talking. What is your genre of music? Just if when people walk up to you and they say, what kind of music do you do? What do you tell them?
So that kind of been one of the hardest questions that I've had for a while, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I grew up on so many different kinds of music that I really do whatever I feel at the time. So I really, you know, I don't even really like to be pigeonholed into a certain genre. But, you know, it does have that R&B feel to it, that pop feel to it. And now I'm kind of,
right,
you know, dabbling with the, you know, the Afro pop dance type feel to it too as well. So, you know, I just do whatever feels good to me, man.
But that's a hard thing because, okay, here's the thing about it, Okereke. When we get ready to play the music and people are going to hear the song and they're going to be like, damn, that shit is crazy. It's you have a real international sound, but I see you doing a lot of the events here in Atlanta, at least that I've seen you doing, and a lot of them are pretty much hip hop rap showcases. Even though you definitely don't limit yourself and put yourself into a box musically. How do you balance that? How do you, because you're at a lot of the hip hop rap events that I see, but your music is so different from pretty much, there's going to be like 99% of the artists in the room are not going to sound like you. You know what I'm saying? Like most of the time I'm somewhere, I know when you're there, I'm like, before people even go on, I'd be like, watch this kid right here, watch what he does. And everybody's like, if they never heard you before, I'd be like, watch this song, you ain't ready for what he about to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen you perform and I heard your music. How do you balance that? How do you attack that? Like, what's your plan of attack? Because doing a lot of the showcase mixtape, mix show circuits and stuff like here, showcase circuits and open mic circuits around Atlanta, I mean, it's really hard and difficult to get your brand of music popping in those circuits because I don't even know how, if the audience even matches. What's your plan of attack for really pushing your kind of music out there? Because your music is bigger than America or the South, really, for that matter. What's your plan of attack on that?
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of like to put it out there and let people decide for themselves. You know what I'm saying? There's no avenue that I really won't, you know, go out to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, I do those events, but I also do, you know, other events as well. You know what I'm saying? And I do a lot of heavy promo as well on other avenues, international avenues, you know. So, so it's all a balance. I try not to stay in one lane too much when I'm promoing, but I kind of see the music being different as something that as a plus, you know, as a badge of honor, you know, it's a plus, you know what I'm saying? Because when you don't hear the same thing all night and you hear something that's different, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely going to catch your ear, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're vibing to it or not, you're still going to remember it.
Yeah, it's definitely a plus. I'll give you a hand clap on that. Now, I remember the first time that I saw you, met you, whatever, you had a strong campaign going. It was at a Making It Magazine Music Monday event. It was a while ago, maybe 2 years ago now at this point, something like that. It's been at least something like that. I know well over a year.
Yeah,
that's the first
two years.
Time. Yeah, about 2 years ago, and I saw you, and you was campaigning then. You still got a campaign going now. When it comes to releasing new music, tell me what you got coming up, because I know we have the song that you just dropped, and we're actually pushing it. Can You Feel It? That was a song that got really great reviews on our review segment. And you got another song called Take a Load Off that we're going to get ready to play in a minute. Now, have you traveled overseas, or have you had a chance to actually take your show and perform anywhere overseas yet with this music, or have you not left the States yet? I'm just curious.
Not yet. That's definitely in the plans. That's something that I've been putting together for a while, you know, getting everything on the, you know, passports, on the legal side, everything situated. So that's definitely part of the plan, man.
All right. That's what's up. I'm pretty sure that when you do that, it's definitely going to benefit you. How are you attacking? Because of the kind of music that you got, how are you targeting maybe listeners or potential fans over in the UK, Africa, places like that actually you know what I'm saying, could vibe to your music a lot more than a lot of Americans over here, even though it's a lot of Americans that may vibe to it. How are you kind of targeting and trying to get your music over there before you even get there? What are some things that you've tried to try to pinpoint some of the international crowd?
Oh, yeah, I've done a lot of just social media promo, just internet promo in general. Internet radio is definitely a plus. Just all those avenues that kind of allow you to pick your demographic and pick where you want to send your music at. So I've been heavy with that.
Right. That's what's up. I'm pretty sure, man, that once we play the music, people probably listen to the conversation and they never heard the music. But when you play the music, they're like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Okereke, I don't know if I want to say he doesn't look like he sounds, but because he does, you know what I'm saying? But then right before you get on the stage, a lot of times people think you're about to turn up and be lit. You know what I'm saying? And then you hit the stage and just... And people be like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Aren't you in the ink? Don't you do tattoos or something like that too?
Yeah, man. And to be real, man, I'm probably about 5 years deep as far as singing go, but I'm at least about 20 years deep as far as the music go. You know what I'm saying? So before I started singing, I was rapping. I was on stage turning it up. So you know what I'm saying? Is no shock for people to see that and the kind of the direction that I'm going in now is new to me as well. You know what I'm saying? So really, I still got that rap swag to it, but you know, it's just something different. So I really don't change who I am, but the music that I'm doing, I feel like could reach a broader audience.
Right. Which is a smart move, but what made you make that transition? What made you change that?
Oh man, I mean, it just came to me, man. I just went through a real hard time when I was pursuing the rap music. You know, I grew a lot spiritually. You know what I'm saying? I was getting closer to God, and I just, you know, couldn't continue to contribute the kind of music that I was making. You know what I'm saying? And now understand that it has an impact. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, it's not just something that I'm doing idly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything I put out, everything I say, you know, affect people. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to have that negative, you know, contribution to the culture. You know what I'm saying? And I believe I knew that my time was up going down that road at one time when I started, you know, making music about money. You know what I'm saying? And that's something even throughout my whole rap career that I never did. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when I got to that point, I was like, you know, this is it. You know what I'm saying? I felt like, you know, If I'm not going to contribute something as an artist, you know, whatever kind of art that I do, whether as an artist, as a painter, as a musician, whatever kind of art you do, as an artist, you should want to contribute something different. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise,
right.
What's the point of you being there? If you're just doing what everybody else is doing, what's the point of you being there? You know what I'm saying? And I didn't feel like I was put here to do what everybody else is doing. So that made
That's
me want to do something different.
That's a good answer. It's and it's interesting. Shout out to everybody on the check in on Facebook Live, man. I really appreciate everybody checking in. DJ OK, the General, what's going on? You feel me? Sincere the Truth, what's going on, man? Venus checking in. I see Phenom Radio's been kicking a couple likes over there. Big ups to those guys. Everybody, Mikey J, what's going on? Everybody checking over here on Facebook Live. I really appreciate everybody listening to the interview right here. We're live right now with Okereke, and he basically just said, in summation. He was doing rap. He was doing a certain kind of rap that he started to feel uncomfortable with, and he felt like he wasn't contributing to the culture, and so he wanted to change that. And that's kind of crazy because most people feel like you have to make music that is quote unquote trending in order to be successful, or most people get into the business, they want to get rich. They want to talk about money because that's their main goal for getting into music. They want to get paid. They want to be rich. They want to be a star. They see people on TV living lavish lives from music or film or whatever, and they feel like they want to do that too. You know, they don't want to work for it. They just want it to come to them. That's a really great answer, a really interesting answer. And I think that right now, a lot of people in the music industry, especially on the independent side, a lot of those guys really are not in it because they don't feel any responsibility about anything they do or say. It's a real disconnect. Now, I am Okereke, one of the people who feel like artists when they're on stage and they're performing, they're artists and that's their life. They don't necessarily owe anyone else an explanation about the kind of music that they make, because I look at artists like I look at actors or directors of movies. You know what I'm saying? This is entertainment. If you take it too literally, that's kind of a you problem, not an artist problem. So people make the music they want to make. I'm not about censorship. But I say that to say this to you, and I'm going to ask you this question. How do you feel about artists? Do you feel like an artist who may rap about money, an artist who may rap about the trap or misogynistic, whatever, do you feel like their fans or the industry shouldn't support them? Like they shouldn't sell out concerts and be able to feed their families off the music that they make? Or is it just a conscious decision that you personally made that you didn't want to do it yourself?
Yeah, I'm definitely not one of those people who feel like, you know, once they take a certain step or once they go down a certain road that they got to dictate to everybody else what they supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what works for me. You know what I'm saying? What might convict me and my conscience and my spirit is going to be different for what convicts mm-hmm. you in your conscience and in your spirit. And on top of that, you know what I'm saying, I believe that art shouldn't be censored. You know what I'm saying? I mm-hmm. believe that art is an expression of that person. And if that's what that person is doing and that's how they view life, it would be inaccurate for them to try to portray anything else. You know what I'm saying? I want the real you. You know what I'm saying? I listen to – I'm drawing a real artist. You know what I'm saying? I might not agree with everything that they, you know, say, but if I could feel that realness in your music, you know what I'm saying, that's going to connect me to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I don't like is fake music or music that just made – you could tell that it – you know what I'm saying? It's just made
right.
to try to be the next hit, you know what I'm saying, or to try right. to be the next trend, you know what I'm saying? So
– right.
So I always respect, you know, real artistry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. If you get on the stage and you rap in the trap and you really living the life, that's one thing. But if you get on stage and you living with your mama out there in the suburbs and then you on the stage talking about how much dope and bricks you moving, I'm not going to be able to fuck with you like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If you get on stage telling me about all the money you got, you know what I'm saying, but you begging for drinks at the bar, you couldn't pay the cover to get in, I'm not going to believe you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm one of those kind of people, but, you know, because I like a plethora of music. But let's go ahead and jump into the music, man. The time flies by on these direct line interviews. We live right now. Make sure you hit us up, www.k100radio.com. Hit us up. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at K100_radio. We're live right now with Okereke, man, a really, really dope, phenomenal artist that is really grinding and really working and has some really good music. I'm going to go ahead and play this first song that we got. Now, this song right here got all ills on our Illa Kill segment, and people was really digging it. And it's a song called Can You Feel It? Break this down for us, man. Tell us about Can You Feel It, Okereke. Who produced it, and what was the vibe when you was in there creating this particular record?
Yeah, I produced a track myself, and the vibe that I had when I was trying to create this record is I wanted to, you know, still stay in the lane that I do and make, you know, music that you could feel emotionally and that has a message, you know, embedded in it. But at the same time, I didn't want to make the kind of song that's going to kill the party. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted it to have some kind of, you know, bounce, kind of make people want to dance and kind of make people want to move. So that's, you know, how I approached it on the production side. And once I got the right production, then, you know, the hook and everything else just fell in place.
All right. It's a really crazy record, man. And I didn't even realize that you produced it. So big ups to you on that. An artist and a producer, you know what I'm saying? I definitely can relate to that, yo. I didn't even know you produced the track, homie. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to you on that. That's kind of news to me. I thought, you know what I'm saying? I think you mentioned you was a producer, and I know you, and I read that in your bio and everything, but I don't know, for some reason I didn't even think about the fact that you actually produced this song too. So, which is double dopeness. You know what I'm saying? That's tough to do. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, a lot of artists you meet you know, don't have that dual talent, you know what I'm saying? But I can definitely relate to that. So we're going to go ahead and jump into this first song. This is Can You Feel It by Okereke. I'll ask him about that name in a minute. We'll get into all that. Don't worry about it. We got a couple more minutes. K100 Radio, make sure you follow him on Twitter at Okereke, O-K-I-R-I-K-E, Okereke, at Okereke. Go check him out. If you like the music, I think this is available on iTunes, right? They can download it and buy it, right, Okereke?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely on iTunes, and check my SoundCloud, too, to listen to it.
All right, check it out, man. Shout out to Curvaceous Candy checking in. I see Trapper John, Miss Lady Libra in the building. Kevin Gordon, what's going on, man? Let's go ahead and jump into this first song, man. Okirike, can you feel it? Y'all let me know if y'all feeling it right now. K100 Radio. Okirike's joint, can you feel it, man? A lot of people are checking in on K100Radio.com. Appreciate everybody that's listening over there. Big ups to you guys. Shout out to my Facebook Live fam over here. A lot of people are giving you some great feedback right now on my Facebook Live feed, man. Check it out. Savage 7 says they like it. Kevin Gordon says it's eclectic and dope. Vina says she likes it. What's going on, man? Yo, you're getting some great feedback, but I already knew you would because, again, you know what I'm saying? When we did it on Illa Kill, it got a round of applause. You know what I'm saying? So, but dope, man. And again, a dope, the fact that you actually produced it yourself, man. And such a dynamic change. You said you used to kind of be the same kind of artist that was kind of doing trap music or whatever. And to go from that to that kind of music is a real transformation, bro. But big ups to you. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So what's the plans right now? Do you have a whole project that you're working on? We got another song that we're going to get ready to ride before we get ready to leave up out of here. Curvaceous Candy says she's rocking with it too over there on Facebook Live. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, guys, if you're checking it out, man, make sure you guys go over there, type in Okirike, O-K-I-R-I-K-E. Search that up on your iTunes or your Spotify. Add it to your playlist. Download it on iTunes and support the artist if you're rocking with it. 99 cents ain't that much. You know what I mean? What's going on? What's your plans? You got a project that you're putting together right now, Okirike? What's going on?
Yeah, the project is actually out. That song right there is part of a project. It's an EP project. It's called Soyonel, six-song project. That I just dropped. So that's the lead single right there.
All right. So you said Soyonel? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Soyonel. Soul and Millionaire put together.
Yeah, Soyonel. I like that. I got it when I heard it. When you said it, I was like, I see what you did there. But, you know, basically because, you know, what you said earlier, I saw what you did there. Basically what you said earlier with, you know, you was worried, you know, when you started making music about money, whatever, you was like, that's not it. But what changed in you, I don't know, spiritually? Was it, what made you just, what was the shift? What brought about the shift? Was it something traumatic that happened? Or was it just you just looking in the mirror one day saying, I ain't with that no more. I'm just going to change up my whole style and then change my music and everything. What happened? Specifically, if you don't mind.
I mean, do we got all night?
I mean, we don't. You only got about 5 minutes left.
Exactly. Yeah, man. I can't tell you. You know, I was out there, getting in trouble. You know, I went to jail. You know, just sat down for a minute. I went through depression. You know, I went through just a lot of different things in life that got me to the point where I just really had to really look at my life, you know what I'm saying, and really look at, you know, what God had done in my life and how far he had brought me, you know what I'm saying, through a lot of trials. And, you know, just looking at that and looking at his grace, you know what I'm saying, made me, you know, change my heart, you know what I'm saying, change my heart and made me start taking, you know, things that I didn't used to take very serious, a lot more serious, you know what I'm saying, those things that I could do before and not think too much of it, you know what I'm saying? But now, you know what I'm saying, just seeing the mercy that God showed me, it started affecting me in a different way, you know what I'm saying? So I knew that I couldn't continue, you know, down that same road.
All right, word. Well, we got one more song before we get ready to get up out of here, man. 30 minutes flies by on these direct line interviews, like, really fast. You know what I'm saying? But we got one more song. I want to make sure people get a chance to hear more of your music. Before we play this one, though, tell them everything that they need to know, how they can find your music, the website, the social media, everything. Let them know what's good before we play this last song. It's called Take a Load Off. But tell them how they can get the music right now.
You can get the music right now on my SoundCloud. Okarike, you can Google it. All my links will pop up. It's on my SoundCloud. It's on iTunes and everything. For those that don't know, I know I didn't mention it. I'm Nigerian. That's where I was born. I grew up in Savannah, Georgia. So, you know, Nigerian born, dirty South raised. All my social media says Okarike. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't hard to find. Ain't nobody else name spelled like that. So once you put it in, anything will pop up.
Right, yeah, I was going to ask you about that, like, where'd you get that? That's a really unique name, but so you've got, you know, roots from the motherland, you know, that's also...
Yeah, that's my actual name. Yeah. That's my real name.
Okay. All right, got it. All right, we got it. You know what I'm saying? All right, tell us about this second record that we're going to run real quick, though. Break this one down for us, and then we're gonna ride out with this one right here. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, this one's called Take a Load Off. It was going to be my single at first, but the second song was... You know, just people took to it a lot quicker, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely a song about catering to your woman, you know what I'm saying, and just giving her that peace of mind. You know, I'm married, I got a beautiful wife, so, you know, as men, I'm trying to motivate y'all, you know what I'm saying, to kind of, you know, see things from that other perspective and just you know, step out of the way, do something nice, you know what I'm saying, for your lady. But the song, right. The song is kind of self-explanatory, so I just let you play it, man.
All right, man. Okarike, again, Okarike. That's Okarike, man. If you're rocking with the music and you want to support the artist, make sure you go over there and download the music, play the music, let them know you heard about them on K100 Radio. If this is the first time you're checking them out, shout out to everybody checking in on Facebook Live again. You feel me? The homie Matt Gross was going on checking in, waving across the water. You know what I'm saying? Sincere the truth and everybody. They was rocking with the music. Let's see what you guys think about this second one, though. Let's Take a Load Off by Okarike. Our live direct line interview right here on K100 Radio. You dig? Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, you've been working hard all week, baby. I don't want you to do nothing. Let me take care of you. Yeah. Let me work, 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 work. I'll put it over time. Let me
Push the clock on your body, girl, and work, work, work. I'm gonna handle my business, cause you work so hard, pretty baby, baby. You deserve it all, my lady, lady. On your grind like a boss, you deserve a day off. Baby, let me cover for you, girl, let me cover for you. Go on a shopping spree, it's all on me, I got you. Don't worry about a thing, baby, just relax and breathe. You deserve it.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah, that was Okereke. We've got Tiffany Evans coming up next. You did? Uh-huh. You're live right now with K100 Radio. Shout out to my Facebook Live crew checking in. Everybody listening on www.k100radio.com. I'm going to pay a bill right quick. And stand by. Don't y'all go nowhere. K100 Radio, direct line interviews. We're not done. Stand by.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
And we're back. K100 Radio. We're live right now. Direct line interviews. It's crazy, man. You know, this is where we break down and talk to independent artists, producers, DJs, whoever, man. Like I said, we've talked to strippers, porn stars, politicians, everything. There's pretty much, we run the gamut over here at K100 Radio with our interviews. We talk to some of everybody. But I love doing my direct line interviews with artists because we get a chance to really pick their brain and really jump into the music and ask them questions that they may not always be able to be asked on commercial radio or, you know, on the magazines or the blogs. You know, right now, we've got pretty much a superstar, a diva on the line right now. I want to welcome everybody. Everybody that's watching, I want you to welcome, give a warm welcome to Tiffany Evans. Tiffany, what's going on? Hello, Tiffany? Hello. I think we got Tiffany. I'm trying to make sure we got Tiffany on the line. Hello, Tiffany? Hold up. I don't know. Let me see. Let me make sure this is her. I can't hardly hear it. Tiffany, hello? Hold on. Let me try this one again. Let me see. Make sure that this is the right line. Tiffany, is this your line? Tiffany?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we got you right now. All right. I wanted to make sure. At first, I was like, okay, I was making sure it might be a little bit of technical difficulties, but we got it right now.
No,
Tiffany
okay.
Evans. We got it. All right, Tiffany Evans, y'all, we live right now. Okay. I'm probably going to edit that part out. You know what I'm saying? Edit the intro out. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the broadcast, Tiffany. Thanks for joining us over here on K100 Radio.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it.
Yes,
taking time out your no doubt busy schedule to rock with us over here at K100 Radio, because let me run it down for you guys over here about Tiffany Evans. You dig? All right, she's been in the game for a long time. She started as a teen sensation, you know what I'm saying? But she's a grown woman now.
Really started when I was a baby. I was 9 years old when I started.
Right. Singer, actress. She's done tours. She's been on all kinds of shows. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How many of you guys been on Oprah? How many of you guys been on 106 in Park? You know what I'm saying? Monique's show, Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Good Day Atlanta, Good Day New York, Soul Train, Star Search, Wayne Brady, the NFC Championship game. Well, shit.
You took it way back.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to run the resume down right there for them real quick so they Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Has worked with a lot of people. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, and very beautiful, you know what I'm saying, and talented. So we've got some music that we got loaded up, and we're definitely going to let the people hear it. Now, if you guys don't know who Tiffany Evans is, you're going to get introduced to her now, but I'm pretty sure you probably heard of her. But if you've never heard of her for some reason, you're going to find out a lot about her right now, K100 Radio. and representing New York, right? Born and raised?
Yes, I'm born and raised in New York. Always home.
That's what's up. All right. So tell me what's going on with you right now, Tiffany. I know you've got some stuff that's coming up down here in Atlanta. You got a big show coming up down here. a lot
yeah.
of the stuff. What's going on?
Yes, I just released a video for my song On Site featuring Fetty Wap, and so we are actually promoting the music video, and it's been getting a great response. I've been very just grateful for what everybody has said about it, and all, everybody that has participated in it as well. And so right now we're just gearing up to perform and actually tour, because I released an EP, it's called All Me, and we want to support the record by performing it. It's time that the fans actually
right.
hear, you know, and actually see what that energy is like live. They got to feel that. So that's what we're working on. And Sunday is the first show in Atlanta.
Am I invited to the show? I'm just asking.
I mean, listen, you know I get comp tickets, so you on the list if you're trying to come through.
I'm trying to come through, man. I'm interviewing Tiffany and everything, all such shit in town. I can't go to
yes.
the show.
So you, deserve to come through. You deserve to have the whole crew there turning up and just enjoying the whole atmosphere. So you let me know if you really want to make that happen.
Oh, I'm trying to make that happen. Tiffany, right?
Yeah,
I'm telling
okay.
you, right?
I got you there.
This is being recorded, Tiffany. So you can't tell me. So you can't go back and renege. You feel what I'm saying?
I
got
know.
Every,
I know.
It's on SoundCloud, everything.
I
so
will
we got
not
it. We got
renege.
It. Okay.
This is okay. on the record. This is on
right,
the record.
Exactly. All right. So let's jump into your career. You know, like I said,
yes.
you started really young, and then you had a major deal, you know, early on, and then you, I saw that you had some dealings with, you know, Beyonce's camp,
yes.
and you had management by
yes.
her father for a while. And now,
yes.
I want to make sure I say this right. Are you an independent now? Are you signed to a major situation? Are you pushing your music now? Because I want to talk about the transition, if that's the case.
Right. Well, I signed with Columbia like around 9-10 years old, and I was with them for a while. So we had started recording music, and I wasn't really ready back then to come out with anything, because they were still trying to figure out the marketing for mm-hmm. Tiffany Evans. You know, I was a baby, and they didn't know what kind of songs to put on me. All they knew is that I had this very big voice, and that they believed that, you know, one day I would come into my own and be a star, but it just wasn't the right time. And so after that process happened, I got new management, and I released Promise Ring, and then the debut album. And then after that, I took some time out, and I had to grow up, and I was still signed to Sony at the time, so I was still trying to figure out where I needed to be career-wise, but I never stopped, like, recording music and writing and whatnot. And then Matthew Knowles came along and tried to, come in and spruce up the project, I guess, and it just didn't work out, unfortunately, because I just believe that things that are meant to be will happen, and whatever is not meant to be, it will kind of just go its own way or whatever, and you will kind of just keep, life will just keep going on, and that's what happened with that situation. Nothing bad, it's just that I think it needed to happen in order for me to be where I'm at now. So I'm not signed to any major label. And the reason is because after I had left Sony, I was with them for 10 years. I was 19 years old when I left. And I was just ready to learn the business for myself and figure out where I needed to be, who I wanted to be. The next time I come out, what is Tiffany Evans going to look like? What is she going to sing about? How will people's, you know, take to her, you know? And so that was very, very important for me to figure out. So this is one of the main reasons why I took my time out from the business. And if, you know, a major label comes along and we sit down and we discuss a deal, it won't be something that I have to just take. I can negotiate my deal because I'm already doing a lot of things with my own team and with my own imprint, and I would like to discuss a deal, negotiate a deal versus just taking any kind of deal. So
exactly.
whatever God exactly. brings along, he brings along, and if it's right, it will happen. So I'm patient in that area because I've been there before,
yeah.
done that.
Exactly. When you say, well, I left Sony at 19, and I was signed for 10 years. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I'm doing the math. Mm-hmm. I'm like, signed for 10 years
yeah.
and leaving at 19. Like, I mean, you spent your childhood signed to a record label. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And there's not I mean, we're talking Bow Wows and Michael Jacksons out here, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. I mean, you just don't don't hear it. But I think you're in like the best possible situation because I looked at, you know, everything that you got going on, your social media presence and everything, and you have a lot of, you have real followers and fans. And you are the driver.
Yeah.
Why would you even? I'm trying to figure out literally like why, unless they really finna really like I couldn't even fathom any kind of a 360 deal with. Oh no, seriously, from the business.
Yeah,
I couldn't
even
any kind of a 360. Why in the hell would you do some shit like that? Like that's crazy.
That right.
Why would
right.
That?
Right.
You know, like because
you know,
that's all
I mean, once at that point you're building, you know, you're building everything on your own, and at that point, you know, that you would have to negotiate a deal because it's just like you are already testing the formula. And once you test that formula and you prove that it works, then what I mean, you know, why would you settle for less when it comes to an offer? You know what I'm saying? So it just has to make sense. And I feel like this is very important to have that type of understanding, especially as an artist. You have to know who you are. You have to know what you're trying to present. Put it together, package it, and see if the formula works. And obviously, you know, like I have a cult following, so it's like, you know, a lot of fans, people don't even know about, and they just want me to do music. They want to see me prosper, and I've been giving that to them. I'm starting to kind of just, you know, take this into my own hands and just give them what they've been asking for. If a label comes, then they will probably just take it to another level, but they wouldn't need to say, oh, let's figure out a game plan for her. No, we already got it. Let's move. That's the thing.
Right. Just give me some money and stand back, basically.
Yeah, give me some money. Give me some money so we can just, you know, run this machine.
Cut the check. You know what I'm saying? We won't need you alone. We'll cut the check, and then we'll bring it back.
Cut the check, and we'll do the work. We'll do the work, and that's exactly what we're looking for.
Oh, great. We got this. Tiffany got this. Listen, you know, so, but interesting question I have for you, and we'll jump into the music in a minute. We're about halfway through the interview. Shout out to everybody checking us live on Facebook Live. Big up to my live people checking in. Tony H, what's going on? Rodney, what's going on? Sincere the Truth, everybody's clicking thumbs up and likes and stuff on some of the stuff that you're saying on my Facebook live feed. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate everybody listening to us on K100Radio.com. 347-934-0966. You guys can hit the line if you want to holler at Tiffany. It's up to you guys, but the lines are open. Can take calls. But I got another question for you because I got a whole bunch of questions myself. I'm trying to bogart the situation.
Go ahead.
R&B, you know, your music, you know, it's R&B / pop, I guess I would basically, if I could describe it, you know, in a lump sum. It has changed. It has changed so much since you've been doing music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And R&B itself, some people think the genre of R&B itself is kind of like standalone dying. I don't believe that. I don't buy into that because there's so much great R&B play over here at K100 Radio that people just aren't getting. And that's we try to make it our business to play enough R&B from some of the independents and some of the majors because they're just not getting a lot of FM radio play like that. So what do you have to say about the genre of R&B and how is that? How is the shift and what people are listening to as far as R&B affecting you as a songwriter and how you pick a single, who you collaborate with right now? Because, you know, ballads and stuff, they win, but it's kind of hard for them to win. How are you picking your music?
Well, you know what? The thing is that it's you have to understand that, not just you, but just, you know, the general public who might have something to say about, you know, R&B. Oh, it's dying. We're not here. You have to be able to evolve, you know, and I am like a 1,000% fan of 90s R&B, 80s R&B, whatever the case may be, the Michael Jackson, Jodeci, Bobby Brown, Albie Short, all of those, you know, down to Chaka Khan and what is it, the Gap Band, all of those people, that's what I was raised on. And those songs, the songs that they have released over time, and like Earth, Wind & Fire, all of those songs are classics. But I think that times do change, and we have different generations that come along. And for a moment, it may be pop that's really like taking over, and then the next is hip hop. And then sometimes it may be like an all-male kind of takeover going on, and you really don't see a lot of females out there doing their thing because it's hip-hop and the guys kind of just running the radio and whatnot. But I think if you stick with what you have long enough, it's going to pop. You know, there is an audience out there. It's just that you have to be willing to be confident in what you're doing and know that the audience is out there and there's a way for you to reach that. Just like Kendrick Lamar or, you know, a Bryson Tiller or
right.
Who else? A Kalani or whatever. There is an audience for everybody out there. It's just you have to believe in it and stick with that. Now, the thing is I believe in speaking their language without speaking their language, if you get what I'm saying. So I will take a lot of who I am and, you know, kind of fuse the sounds, you know, of what may be out there and put it with what I am and what I represent and do my own thing to it. So that's how you evolve, you know, because there's a different generation out there and they're going to want to hear certain things. They're going to want to, you know, listen to certain sounds, certain beats, make them groove more than others. And it's about being able to take R&B and say, okay, you know what? I love the harmonies that Jodeci used to give us. I love, and actually, you hear that in a lot of songs. You hear the samples. You hear some of the biggest songs, like kind of very heavily R&B influenced. So I don't think that. I think if anything, there's a revival coming for R&B. Like I don't think it's ever been dead. I think that it's just evolved. Can I say that?
Right.
I just think it's just evolved for this generation because this generation is different than the one that was before us. So a lot of people are experimenting with different sounds and fusing them together with what's current to, you know, make some noise out there. And that's how I feel. I love doing all kinds of music, so I'm never just going to stick to one thing. Like R&B is not just something that I will always do for the rest of my life. I would love to, you know, dabble into, you know, pop or country or even EDM, you know, all kinds of stuff. That's just me. I know I can do everything. I can even rap if I wanted to. I won't freestyle for you right now, but I know
right. I can. I was about to put you on the spot. 16 real quick. Not going to be.
I'm not a freestyler, but I can write some rhymes. But you know, the thing is that you just have to be willing to experiment.
I agree. And it's something. And I'm getting ready to jump into a song right now because man, 30 mm-hmm. minutes go. 30 minutes is just never long enough. It's never. We almost at 30
it's
minutes
never
in a minute.
Long enough. I know.
I know. But you said something earlier and. I guess it was more towards rap, but we can look at it from R&B, the business in general, when you said that, you know, it seems like guys are running the show and not a lot of female artists are getting pushed. How has it, at such a young age, being in the industry, I'm talking about major side of the industry, at a young age as a female, and now you were independent. There are a lot of Sincere, one of my Facebook people said, she loves you, Tiffany. Her name is Sincere. She says, I love you. Tell Tiffany I love her. She said, just tell her that.
I love you too, baby. Thank you. I love you too.
So she said, I'm asking, being a female, we have a lot of people, females, and a lot of up-and-coming artists and you know, that want to get into the industry. What is one piece of advice that you can give them as a woman, as a young woman, you know, in the music industry to be careful of and just as from a perspective only, you know, that you can give to a rising up and coming artist that may be trying to get into the music industry because you've been there for a long time.
Yes. You know what? Observe everything and try to observe more than speaking, you know, and talking. Just listen. And you'll be surprised at what you hear and what you learn. And there's a difference between someone actually being quiet and letting you talk than someone who observes and actually listens to what's being said. And so if you observe everything and take in a lot, even if someone is trying to tell you who you need to be with, because at the end of the day, people can tell you all kinds of things and you're still going to do what you need to do. You should still do whatever makes sense for you. You get what I'm saying? You should never be influenced by anything that's not like you or something that's wrong. Be honest about that. But if you observe everything, you'll learn a lot. And as women, we have to be strong. And that doesn't mean being over-opinionated. That doesn't mean being rude. It doesn't mean being, you know, out there. It means knowing who we are and knowing exactly what we want. That there's no way that anyone can sway you to do anything different. And what I mean is, there's suggestions are good. Sometimes you have a great team of people who can suggest certain things that will bring greatness out of you because they see it in you. But then you have those people that just want you to do what they want you to do, and that's not what needs to happen. So listen to everything and closely to everything that makes sense, and make sure that you observe it and kind of go over those thoughts in your head. But we have to be strong because, you know, men, it's still kind of like a dog-eat-dog world, and people, you know, will take advantage of you. They will try to step on your toes. And you have to be wise about how you handle everything, and try not to be emotional. Make every decision like it's just business, you know. And that's really what I would say.
That's a good answer. I also, because I noticed that you said you made a point, and we're getting ready to drop on site in a second, and I hope you can hang around and for one more after that. But it's funny that you said that you don't have to be rude or whatever, because right now, with the onset of reality TV and a lot of other different things, it's kind of put out there that you have to be, quote unquote, a bad bitch or super bitch or whatever kind of situation.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Project that, you know, that's what women have to be now. That's the way we are. Mm-hmm. You have to deal with me being a total bitch to you because I'm a diva and women are bosses now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I hate that, but you just spoke out on that. You feel me? Big ups to you.
It's so many ways to handle your business, and you know, listen, you don't, the powerful don't have to project that they're powerful. Okay, so ain't no bad bitch over here or none of that. It's just, if you powerful and if you wise and if you're smart and if you have understanding, you don't need to project that. You don't have to throw it down or force it down people's throats for them to get that. All you have to do is just be. Okay, so that's what a real boss is. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just going to school you real quick. That's a real boss. They don't have to project that power. They don't have to walk in a room and say, I'm the boss. That people just know that by the way that they move and by the way that they handle themselves, by the way that they handle everyone around them, that they're leaders. So that's what that is. So yeah, I hate that reality TV does that to women, but we got to be smarter and not allow that to happen to us. But you know, sometimes, you know, money is a very, very big ruler. So
you know, if you're being paid to be a bitch, it's one thing. If you're just being a bitch, just because, I guess that's the mantra, train of thought. All right, let's get into the music. People really was digging what you just said because the little likes and hearts and flying all over our Facebook Live. So I guess that resounded with everybody. Let's jump into the music real quick. This is K100 Radio, K100Radio.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at K100_radio. Make sure you follow Tiffany at Miss Tiff Evans on Twitter at Tiffany Evans Official on Instagram. I'm pretty sure I got that right. We've been promoting that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I got locked in. We're going to go ahead and jump into the main song. We've got two if you got time, but we want to make sure we get the main song out. And this is the new song that you got with Fetty Wap on site. How did you get with Fetty Wap, and how did this collaboration happen? And then we'll jump right into the song.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Oh, did we lose Tiffany? Well, I hear her. Tiffany? Uh-oh. Tiffany's call dropped. We're going to jump into the song. Maybe she'll call right back. This is Tiffany Evans on site featuring Fetty Wap. And hopefully we can get her right back on the line real quick. But y'all check out the music right now on K100 Radio. Sounds like something might have happened. She might have got dropped off. We'll get her right back. Stand by.
Make it official, you get it. Florida, bring the weather. Give it to you only if you can handle.
Gotta be quick on it, babe.
If you want me to be bad,
told you the time's not good.
Let her know what's up on site. Right when you see her, that's Tiffany Evans featuring Fetty Wap. We got her back on the line. What's going on, Tiffany? What's happening?
Hey, what's up? I think we got disconnected for a second.
Yeah, we got it. We got you back. Well, we good. Everybody's liking, hearting, and liking over there on Facebook Live. Shout out to my Facebook Live. You feel me?
What's up,
shout out
Facebook? To everybody.
What's going on, man? You feel me? Sincere the Truth says she already got that song and she already following you and all this. She's already a fan. She just happy to listen to the interview. You know what I'm saying? That's what's
good,
up.
Good.
So, yeah.
That is.
So how did that? I got one more before we get ready to go. I'm going to play TMI. And I actually heard this one. I like this one too.
Yes.
Before we get ready to
find out. That's my favorite too.
Right. I like that record. I like both of the records though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. How did the
collaboration with Fetty Wap come about? Did you just reach out to him or was he already rocking with you? How did that work?
Well, you know what? I had recorded the record last year when I was pregnant with my second daughter, Chayden, and, you know, I didn't know he was going to be on the record. I didn't have anybody featured on the record, and I just, you know, I knew that somebody should be on there, and my friend, she reached out to me. Her name is Brittany, and she told me that she actually said that it would be dope if me and Fetty did a record together, and, you know, she connected me to his DJ S-Dot, and I ended up reaching out, you know, just on some faith out of a leap of faith, and I reached out and I said, you know, I have this record I think is really, really dope, and I want you to listen to it and play it for Fetty, and if he likes it, can he, you know, get to it for me? And he actually went in the studio, recorded it, and sent it back, and he killed the shit out of it. So I was just like, you know what, he fucks with the record, amen, good. So I was happy about that, and it was just that easy. And it's normally not that easy.
It's because you're Tiffany Evans also, like, no one.
Yeah,
just,
you know that is kind of true.
I mean, you know what I mean? You're being a little humble right now. I don't want to. Like, all I gotta do is email Fetty, and he's jumping on the track.
It's not that easy. But you know, it was right. Pretty breezy, and I like the way that, you know, he just went in and he killed the record, and I could tell he really, really loved it, and it, you know, it was just done after that, and we ended up shooting the video. So I was grateful for that. It was really cool.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, we got one more to get ready to go. I want to hold you up. I know you got a busy schedule. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. But before we ride out, we've got one more. Mm-hmm. We got TMI, and I want you to tell me about this record real quick.
Yes. Well, TMI is one of my favorite records that I have written so far with my writer partner, GoTo, and it's basically about making love. It's a grown record. It's TMI, too much information. But sometimes, you know, when you're in love with someone and, you know, you're just happily in love and want to expose it to the whole world, you don't mind being a little open about that. So sometimes you just want to, you know, put your PDA on blast and let the whole world know that you love this person and you wouldn't mind making love on the road if you have to. And so it kind of gets that deep, but you know, it's a real fun record and it feels good. The 808 feels good when you're riding down the street and you're just listening and it's breezy outside. It just feels really amazing. So check it out and, you know, don't be afraid to grab a glass of wine or a drink as you're listening to it, because it definitely gives you that feeling.
I could have said, I'm going to stop while I'm ahead. I could have said so much about what you just said. I'm going to be professional, and I'm just going to stop while I'm ahead. All right? Thank you for interviewing with us, Stephen Evans. We're going to ride out with TMI. We got DJ IM on deck. He's coming up, the Bling King.
Yes.
If you're waiting around, tune in to K100 Radio right now. The homie DJ IM is up next with his mix show, the Bling King. So we're going to go ahead and transition into that. But before we go, Tiffany, one more time, give them all the information where they can get the music, the website, social media, everything.
Yes.
Real quick.
Well, you can go to Tiffany Evans Official on my Instagram. My website is TiffanyEvansOfficial.com. Twitter is MSTIFFEVANS. My Snapchat is Love Tiffany E. My Facebook is Tiffany Evans. My YouTube is YouTube.com/Tiffany Evans. And yeah, just go and request the song on site at your local radio station. You can also request TMI. We're shooting the visual for that. If you're in Atlanta, Sunday, August 14th, come out to the show, The Revival at Center Stage. Vinyl is going to be really, really amazing. I'm closing out the show. Let's see. Stay tuned for the tour. Stay tuned for the other visuals. And new music is coming very, very, very soon. So check me out.
So can I get a cameo in the visual? Let me stop.
I mean, you know, listen, we're going to have to discuss some details after this interview.
All right, Tiffany Evans. This is TMI, too much information, but of course, I want to know all the tea.
I want to know all.
I want all the tea. I like tea.
Well, I got you. Look. Thank you so much. I had fun.
I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pulling up on y'all at the concert. So I'm just letting you know.
Listen,
be out front.
Pull up. Come with your drink. Come with your banners. Whatever you want to come with, because we're going to put you on blast.
All right? All right. Shout out to everybody watching real Facebook Live who caught the end of it. DJ Gates, Darius Holland, Benjamin Fatman, Jackson in the building. I see Brian K. Marshall with Atlanta's Hottest Awards is watching this over here right now on Facebook Live. So big ups and thanks, Tiffany. We're going to jump into this.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody, right, for listening.
You know what it is. This is K100 Radio. Pause. We're going to drop this music before you guys go anywhere. Yeah. Let's check out Tiffany. TMI, K100 Radio.
Yes.
I hope you pick up.
Please leave your message.
Hey, about last night, call me.
Take me there.
You are tuned to Decade 100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
I hope you guys enjoyed the interview with Tiffany Evans. You know, that was a really dope record. I really liked that one. That was. Hey, Tiffany, I think Tiffany's still on the line. Tiffany.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, here. She was over here riding to the music. Everybody over here riding to the music. Like TMI. I don't want to be choosy. I don't want to, you know, I mean, the Fetty Wap song, I like it, but I like TMI.
Yeah. Well, I like TMI too, though, so it's not bad at all if you choose.
I know, right? Let me, real quick, DJ IM is coming up. Please, DJ IM, we got DJ IM is on deck. He's ready. He's ready to go. Hold on a second. I just want to make sure, because I think I had a phone call. I want to make sure I did, if they didn't want to speak real quick. Area code 678-477. Hello? Hello? 678-477? Okay, I just want to make sure. I guess they didn't want to talk. I thought they wanted to talk. I want to ask you a question. I'll go ahead and hang up. I just want to make sure, because sometimes people call and they be like, you ain't let me talk. And then I hear about it on Facebook. And
I
be like,
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Nope. What do you want me to do? All right. So, but no, that record is dope. I think I'm throwing that one in rotation. Matter of fact, I'm just going to drag this over here to my bin right here. Yeah. We playing that one. I like TMI.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And at some point, you might do have to charge them a little fee. You know what I'm saying? You know, I heard what you did. I heard what you said. You know what I'm saying? People probably pay to see that. You know what I'm saying? Let me know the PayPal. Let me know the PayPal address. I'll get that over to you.
Exactly.
All right. All right. Thanks, Tiffany. Be safe out there. Hopefully we can maybe one day meet. Maybe I'll check you out on Sunday. I don't know. I'm trying to come through, though.
Yes,
my name
absolutely.
On the list.
Yeah, look, we got you. We'll make sure you cover it.
All right. Tiffany All right. Evan.
Yes. Thank
Later.
You, guys.
That is that. It's time for DJ IM. We're about 10 minutes late, but DJ IM, he understands. He's on deck. He's loaded and ready to go. The hottest mix show in the city. Check him out right now. The Blend King. We out. Big up to my Facebook Live crew. Deuces.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? Y'all know the voice. Y'all know the hits. Y'all ready? It's me, your boy, Diddy.
What up? It's your boy, Jay-Z.
It's your boy, Chris Brown.
The hottest mix show in the city.
Right here on K100 Radio.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K-100 Radio.
Party101Productions.com.
This is Certified Hip-Hop.
Peace out, Facebook.
I am. Doing 80 and a 60 ticket, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey, I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate, I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I used to want that SRT and two, I've been a bitch. I used to really want that,
raging on you like late winter. Springing on you, ball for something. My coach season and game different. Self-made, self-made stunt. Well-dressed, well-paid. I dare double every day. Stay like Hell's Kitchen and St. Vision.